Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
This burger is a nightmare. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
This Halloween, things will get dark. With A1 flavor baked into the bun, things will get deliciously dark at Burger King. Try the all-new Halloween Whopper, dripping with A1 sauce, right now for a limited time, only at Burger King.
I can't stop. I went down a wormhole. After candy corn, I was looking up all of the Halloween gimmick candy and food. And actually, food in general is one of my favorite fails. Like when we did Arch Deluxe, I love hearing about giant multi-billion dollar corporations putting all this money into something that just absolutely fails. It brings my heart so much joy.
I think everyone, because everyone eats and is familiar with different food places, so it's easy to kind of connect on that.
Exactly. So I want to talk about the Burger King A1 Halloween Whopper. which is already a ridiculous name. The fact that they had A1 in there, which we'll get to what that actually was. But also the idea, how American is it to be like, well, we need a hamburger for Halloween? Why? We're disgusting. And so back in 2012, this all evolved from Burger King Japan, which released the Kuro Burger, sold by Japanese franchises of Burger King. The Kuro Burger product line was two black burgers, the Kuro Pearl, which is around like $3, and the Kuro Diamond, which is around $4. So what made them like this specific line of burger? They both feature a black cheese made with bamboo charcoal, and then a black pepper burger, onion and garlic sauce made with squid ink, and then a kind of an eye-catching black bun also with squid ink. So these burgers look very metal, you know, very intriguing, very part and parcel to the exploratory nature of Japanese culinary identity. Cool, right?
I've eaten at Tokyo McDonald's. I've had the bulgogi burger.
Yeah?
I have a whole bunch of videos on my YouTube channel of me trying McDonald's and Burger King in different countries.
All right, everyone, check it out. Yeah. Jason's all over the place.
Yeah.
So, you never had this one, did you?
I'm familiar with it. They had their own. I think it was like might have been a green bun, though. I forget the name of the burger. But
oh, yeah, we'll get there.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, that's when I saw when I was there.
It's a rich, our whole world loves to dye things weird colors, which is gross. I don't know. It's not even that gross until we get to what's gross about it. So in 2013, the Kuro Ninja went on sale, which was identical to the Kuro with the addition of a slice of bacon. And guess what? More black cheese. They're like, do we need more disgusting charcoal-like cheese? Yes. Yes, we do. So then in 2015, the Burger King Japan released the Red Samurai Chicken Burgers, which was a burger with a bright red bun, red cheese, red hot sauce made from miso and hot peppers. And they did this through the ample use of tomato powder, right? Which again, feels a little more palatable than using squid ink or using like a charcoal effect, granted. Then they also added another black burger after this, the Kuro Shogun. Black bun, black cheese, and black deep fried eggplant. So like, we need a veggie option for this horrific culinary nightmare. But Burger King wasn't the only fast food chain to darken its products. McDonald's in China, Taiwan, and Hong Kong sell black bun burgers containing a beef patty topped with onion and black pepper sauce. They didn't go as far as like the cheese element, but they're like, hey, we're competing in this market of novelty black burgers, so let's do it. So then we get to the United States of America, right? So what is America?
Finally.
Right? You're like, huh, I tuned out, but I'm back, baby. I'm a patriot, a true patriot. So the United States wants to capitalize on this trend, but they don't really know how. They're like, we know this is popular in these places. Could it translate? And how? So they made this, at that same year, 2015, Burger King in the U.S. released the A1 Halloween Whopper. This Whopper featured a black bun, which got its color from A1 steak sauce, right? And the steak sauce was baked inside of the bun. So it was going to be a seasonal menu item, but the chain received so much negative press regarding what actually happens when you eat this burger. In October 2015, USA Today reported that several Burger King customers tweeted at the restaurant chain complaining that after they ate this burger, their excrement was a vivid bright green. Horrifying.
Poo-poo.
Poo-poo. Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
Was that necessary or?
No, that was crucial. That was crucial to all this. Pamela Riley, a naturopathic doctor and certified nutrition counselor, told USA Today to make poop turn that color green, it would require far more dye than is typical type of A1. My guess is that they're using a concentrated form. So they just loaded these buns with A1 concentrate and just surged them through fast food lovers' bodies. I mean,
every molecule and atom must have been filled to the brim with A1 sauce.
So gross to change the color of your feces. Bright green. It doesn't even look green. It's not even like, I think my brain would be like, how is that? Shouldn't A1, shouldn't it be like a deeper brown, like, I don't know, a purple maybe? It didn't make sense. Thousands of people complained that their shit turned vividly neon green. Almost a grass green, Mike Wycliffe of Indianapolis said of his shit after chowing down on a Halloween Whopper. All things considered, he said the rest of it was normal. So texture, all normal across the board, but the color was jarring. He said, I had been warned. Someone on Twitter was talking about it, and I thought, well, now I got to try it. Here we go.
And that's how, well, that's how it works. Because yeah. It's like, well, I have to try it for myself to find out that I hate it.
Exactly. And I, to be fair, and I think this is, speaks to my personality a lot, I would have tried it. I mean, we will talk more about how limited these special burgers are, so I'm not even sure I would have had access to it. But if I wanted to eat, if I had access to one of these burgers, I absolutely would have eaten it. I would have, yeah, even one of the Japanese ones. I think, yeah, still, you have, I mean, you have, I would, to. I would have done it. I would have done the double black cheese special. So I have some other reviews of the Halloween Whopper that I got from Twitter. Secret cab driver said to at Burger King, appears very unappetizing. Me Lizzle replied to Burger King, this is the one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. Caden said, at Burger King, da bun is black, LMAOWTF. Austin at Scarb replied to Burger King, I read that the hashtag Halloween Whopper turns your BM green. Can you confirm or should I call my doctor?
DM me about the BM, please.
That's what waiting. You're like, you're like poised to get that joke out. Real Life Pretty said, at Burger King, this burger bun don't taste nothing like A1 sauce. I'm not going to say the word. I'm going to need my money back.
And she's is pretty in real
she's
life.
She's really pretty. I trust her.
Why wouldn't she, name herself that if this wasn't true?
M. Sanders 81 said, my stool was as green as the Irish countryside after a quenching rain. It was glorious. Hashtag green poop. You know? So Burger King had a reply to this, right? They were trying to weather the storm.
Spin, baby, spin.
Exactly. Let's get together. Let's get these white men in suits in an office and figure this shit out. Literally. Oh, sorry, everybody. So Burger King's website put up a response that said food colorings are commonly used in the industry and within the safe and acceptable daily intake approved by the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. So it was discontinued after this, too much controversy. But you know what? Burger King didn't quit. Don't you dare say that they quit, because they didn't. They came back in 2018 and released the Nightmare King.
That's the one.
That's the one you're thinking of. Yeah. So that was a spooky sandwich that features a quarter pound of savory flame-grilled beef, a 100% white meat crispy chicken filet, melted American cheese, thick cut bacon, creamy mayonnaise, and onions all assembled on a glazed green sesame seed bun. Now, no problems with people's shit that year. But again, not a super popular thing. It came and went. You tried that one?
Yeah.
And?
It was fine.
This is just a burger?
Yeah. I think I was in Prague, so I was kind of in a train station.
Poetic. Jeez, you're like in a fucking living poetry eating processed green buns. Nice work.
I bounce it out.
Okay, good. This year, Burger King has a Ghost Whopper, which is a regular burger with a special white cheddar cheese flavored and colored sesame seed bun.
It's just invisible. They're like, no, it's there. Trust us. Give us $5.
Hum, hum. Just open your mouth. It sells for $4.95 and went on sale on October 24th. But it's only at 10 restaurants in the entire U.S., which also feels like that's why I didn't see it or know about it. So if you are in Detroit, Memphis, Tennessee, Philadelphia, Phoenix, San Antonio, San Diego, San Francisco, Savannah, Somerville, and New Orleans, you can still try this. I think it goes until the end of this week.
I was just in Philadelphia. I wish I would have known. No, no. I saw a couple other tweets. One was, we swear we're not Burger King. They were like, what? This is really good. It makes my poop even cooler, was one of the tweets. So I just was reading that one.
It's, I love it.
It's not Burger King. It says it right in there. It must not
it's
be.
Not no, it's not. Absolutely. So I want to thank Mashed, Daily Mail, and USA Today for all of this really wonderful information about fecal matter and fast food. And industry.
You can, if you count up all the times we've referenced poop or fecal matter in the many ways we did.
It could be a drinking game if you want
to.
Yeah,
if you want to just like add those all those up and
and then drink a shot.
Yeah.
Of dyed, something preferably dyed with A1 sauce.
Yeah.
Actually, the shot is A1 sauce and a piece of bacon.
Yeah.
That's it.
But don't send us any pictures.
No. We don't want to hear anything else about it. You normally no do further
want
questions.
Pictures. We do want pictures normally, mm-hmm. but don't send them.
No.
You know, it's like...
No, just tweet to Burger King. If you have a problem with our podcast, tweet it at Burger King.
If you really want to stick it to Burger King, go to patreon.com/ghosttownpod. I'm going to tell you, that sticks it to the man.
Yeah.
There's bonus episodes.
We won't turn anything about you any color.
No. So... check out our Patreon bonus episodes. Every month just put up a cool one that has nothing to do with poop.
Mm-mm.
Poop.
No.
It's a poopless episode.
No.
It's a
how about that? You like episode. That?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We go highbrow over at Patreon.
We are sophisticated and fancy as fuck.
Yeah. We're all wearing top hats over
That's right. Monocles and shoulder pads, baby.
Why shoulder pads? Oh, all right.